Good afternoon, this is The Art of Jazz, I'm Ken Wiley. Count Basie, 1946, to start things off, a Columbia 78 record. Lazy Lady Blues, written by Leonard Feather and Phil Moore. Basie plays the piano to begin with, and then a gorgeous trombone solo by George Matthews, who didn't solo a lot with the band, unfortunately. And then Jimmy Rushing singing with Buck Clayton playing his trumpet behind him. The bass player in the band at this time is Rodney Richardson, and the drummer is Shadow Wilson. Lazy Lady Blues.
Thank you. out of work, but you like to stay home instead. My gal, she knows how to work, but she likes to stay home instead. She's so darn lazy, they call her the lady in bed. Too tired to love, too tired to cry, too tired to lay her body down and die. She hasn't got no future, she hasn't even got a past. But the way she takes it easy, heaven knows how long she'll last.
Count Basie, Columbia Records, 78s, 1946, and then the flip side, 1945. They did that in those days, and they just knew it immediately. We have two things on the record from the same date, but close enough. Lazy Lady Blues with Jimmy Rushing doing the singing, and as I said, Jordan Matthews, that gorgeous trombone solo. And then High Tide, written by Rudy Rutherford, who you heard playing his clarinet in there, Harry Edison playing his trumpet, Basie, piano, and Illinois Jacquette, having just joined the band, playing his tenor, sweet tenor for Illinois, and Dickie Wells, trombone. Count Basie. Right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from...
The snoring specialist at ProLiance Eastside Ear, Nose, and Throat. Their surgeons have provided the Pillar Procedure, a minimally invasive 15-minute in-office snoring treatment since 2004. Information about the Pillar Procedure and their snoring specialists can be found at StopSnoringSeattle.com.
I'd like to chase "The Song Is You." By chase, I mean two different times, two different people doing it. In this case, J.J. Johnson and Kai Winding, and their two trombones, they're going to do it from 1955. And then Keeley Smith is going to sing it for you. So we might hear Oscar Hammerstein II's lyric to the Jerome Kern melody for Verve Records, and her presentation is an arrangement by Billy May, J.J. and Kai Winding and Keeley Smith.
Thank you. look at you. A beautiful theme of every dream I ever knew. Down deep in my heart, I hear it play. I feel it start and melt away. I hear music when I touch your hand. A beautiful melody from some enchanted land. Down deep in my heart, I hear it say, is this the day? I alone have heard this lovely strain. I alone have heard this glad refrain. Must it be forever inside of me? Why can't I let you know? Why can't I let you know? Why can't I let you know the song my heart would sing? That beautiful rhapsody of love and youth and spring. The music is sweet, the words are true, the song is.
The song is you, Jerome Kern, excuse me, and Oscar Hammerstein II, from a musical from 1932 called Music in the Air, and done for you by J.J. Johnson, Kai Winding, their trombones, Dick Katz at the piano, Milt Hinton bass, and Shadow Wilson on drums, 1955, for Columbia Long Playing Records. And Keeley Smith, 1958, for Verve Records, an arrangement by Billy May for her, and her version of the song is You. Coleman Hawkins now, Hawk was in on the beginning of the art as a very young man, playing in a traveling ensemble, I think with Mamie Smith, to start with. But nevertheless, he was there at the beginning and then through the middle. And he was always advancing, listening to the young players, asking them to come in and perform with him, as he did in the mid-40s with a young man with an unusual style by the name of Thelonious Monk. And all of the great bop players he had come in because he wanted to learn from them and adapt his style into theirs, and so forth. Now Norman Granz comes into the scene. Norman Granz had great records that he made for people under his aegis, starting with Mercury and Philo, and all the way up to Pablo, Verve, Clef, and our thanks to him for preserving this art. And he put together, after World War II, he recorded things along the way and put together a package called The Jazz Scene, which was a big album of 12-inch 78 records of various artists. One of them he had recorded in 1945, Coleman Hawkins, who had been working on a composition for him to play, Hawkins to play, solo tenor. Nobody else. And Hawk called it Picasso. And it was issued by Norman Granz and the Jazz Scene, Mercury Records. About 1945 is when Granz recorded Coleman Hawkins doing this. And for you, from me, Coleman Hawkins and Picasso. Coleman Hawkins' solo tenor saxophone for Mercury Records and part of the package called The Jazz Scene. And Hawk calls that Picasso. And the best evidence that we have is that Granz found Hawk and working on it and asked if he could record it and did in approximately 1945. And The Jazz Scene came out, I think, about 1948 or 9, something like that. Worth searching for, and I'm sure it's been issued in different ways along the way. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for for KPLU comes from
Bainbridge Graduate Institute, offering an MBA in sustainable business in two formats, weekends monthly on Bainbridge or evenings weekly in Seattle. Applications for the spring are now being accepted. More info at bgi.edu. Business for the greater good.
And now to Freddie Redd, and this is from his debut album for Prestige, 1955. John Orr is playing string bass, Ron Jefferson drums. The first tune is called Debut. The second one is called The Things We Did Last Summer, written by Julie Stein.
Thank you.
Freddie Redd Trio, a debut album, Prestige, 1955. Redd on piano, John Orr, string bass, Ron Jefferson on the drums. Debut, written by Redd, and The Things We Did Last Summer, written by Julie Stein, Freddie Redd, on 88.5, KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Pierce College, now seeking host families for international students studying at the Pierce College Fort Steilacoom campus. Immediate opportunities to open a home for 3 months or longer to students from around the world. More at 253-964-6593.
Now to Jelly Roll Morton, one of the greats in this art in the sense that he was so versatile. And early on, I think some of the great jazz scholars, some of them have said he's the first great composer, and I agree with that. He was a monumental arranger and composer and performer. And he made a lot of enemies because he bragged a lot. And he even made more enemies because he was right about his bragging. He could do all the things that he said he could do. A fascinating character. And out of the complexity of his early efforts, there was a side to him that was very gentle. And I'm going to play that side. Near the end of Jelly Roll's life, he did some records for the General Record Corporation, 1939. It's just Jelly Roll at the piano and singing for you.
This is the first blues I have no doubt heard in my life. Mamie Desdoom, this was her favorite blues. She hardly could play anything else more, but she really could play this note. Of course, to get in on it, to try to learn it, I made myself the can rusher. 219 done took my baby away. Two seventeen, bring her back someday. 2 on the corner with her feet just soaking wet. Her feet was wet. 2 on the corner with her feet soaking wet. Begging each and every man that she met, if you can't give a dollar, give me a lousy dime. can't give a dollar. Give me a lousy dime. I wanna feed that hungry man of mine.
Don't deny my name.
in a shade like sweet slaving chains. I'm the whining boy. Don't deny my name. Mama, 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 look at mama, won't you look at sin? Look at sin. Mama, mama, look at sin. She's out on the levee doing the double twist. I'm the whining boy.
six, seven, eight, or nine.
Jelly Roll Morton, near the end of his life, 1939, his piano and his singing for General Records. Mamie's Blues, also known as 219 Blues, written by, as Morton said, Mamie Desdome. Michigan Water Blues, written by Spencer Williams, and the last two by Morton. Wine and Boy Blues and Don't You Leave Me Here. My favorite other version of Don't You Leave Me Here is done by Charlie Johnson's Paradise Orchestra, 1927, for Victor Records. It's an arrangement of the Morton tune by Benny Waters, and the vocalist is Monette Moore, and the brilliant drummer in this orchestra is George Stafford. Monette Moore singing Jelly Roll Morton's Don't You Leave Me Here with Charlie Johnson's Paradise Orchestra in New York, 1927 for Victor Records. Arrangement by Benny Waters. And fine work, I think, by Jabbo Smith on cornet and Jimmy Harrison's trombone, Cyrus St. Clair's tuba, and the drumming, as I said, by George Stafford, keeping the band there. You feel the drumming. You don't hear it banging away. You hear it lifting. Don't You Leave Me Here by Jelly Roll Morton and Monette Moore and Charlie Johnson's Paradise Orchestra. The Paradise Club was run by a beloved individual by the name of Ed Small. And he was beloved by musicians because he said, come on in and do what you do. The only thing I require is that you wear a tuxedo. Now, this was a high-class joint. And as Harry Carney, the baritone saxophonist with Duke Ellington for 47 years, said, it was a boiled shirt gig. He got all dressed up. And that's fine, and it paid well in those days. I mean, something else. You know, $5 was a feast for several people. $2,000 would get you a big house. Charlie Johnson's Paradise Orchestra. They recorded a few, not enough as far as I'm concerned, but a few records. Go get them if you like them. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and all that jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Tenor saxophonist Georgie Auld now and his orchestra in Los Angeles, 1949 for Discovery Records. They didn't believe me. Jerome Kern wrote that. It's arranged for the band by Jerry Mulligan. And then Hollywood Bazaar by Billy Byers, who arranged it. He plays the trombone in the band. I'll tell you some of the other soloists. But first, Georgie Auld and his orchestra, his tenor saxophone, 1949 in Los Angeles. They Didn't Believe Me and Hollywood Bazaar.
Thank you.
Georgie Auld's orchestra and his tenor saxophone, 1949 in Los Angeles for Discovery Records. They Didn't Believe Me, written by Jerome Kern, arranged for the band by Jerry Mulligan. And Hollywood Bazaar, written and arranged for the band by Billy Byers. Some of the soloists and ensemble players: John Anderson's trumpet, Billy Byers' trombone, Jimmy Roll's piano, Pete Terry on baritone saxophone, Carl Kiffey on banjo, drummer Alvin, on bongos. my apologies to you, Carl. On drums, Alvin Stoller on alto, John Rotola, and on string bass, Joe Mondragon. Georgie Auld and his orchestra, 1949, Discovery Records. Here's a section you might enjoy. I haven't done it for a few months. It's what I call earlier and later. For example, Ella Fitzgerald, singer, right? Okay, 1937 and then 1975.
It's just a void and empty space. When you are not in my embrace. Oh, there's a love in my life. The moment that you go away, there is no night, there is no day. The world stops turning, the clock stops ticking. Stops, but that flame in my heart that keeps burning. Ooh. There's a lull in my life. No matter how I know that you alone can end the ache in my heart, the call of my arms, and the
Fitzgerald, starting with her with Chick Webb and his drums and his orchestra, 1937 for Decca Records, and I Got a Guy, written by Marion Sunshine. Arranged for the orchestra and for Ella by Charlie Dixon, the tenor saxophone soloist Teddy McRae. Then, from 1937 to 1975, Ella and Oscar Peterson at the piano, and There's a Lull in My Life, written in 1937 by Harry Revel, lyric by Mack Gordon. Ella and Oscar for Pablo Records in Los Angeles, 1975. Lee Wiley, now, 1940-1956.
Just the one that makes a better name for one I used to call my baby doll. It ain't new, it ain't old. If you do what you're told, you'll find the answer if you take a look in Mr. Webster's dictionary book. Sugar. I never may be my sugar, because my sugar is so confectionary funny. He never pleads for my money. All he can give me is honey. He's the best in his line. I'd make a million trips to his lips if I were a bee. 'Cause they are sweeter than any honey. They're granulated sugar. I get my taffy from sugar. That's why I'm daffy about sugar. That sugar baby of mine.
This day and age we're living in gives cause for apprehension with speed and new invention and things like third dimension. Yet we get a trifle weary with Mr. Einstein's theory. So we must get down to earth at times, relax, relieve the tension. No matter what the progress or what may yet be proved, the simple things of life are such they cannot be removed. We must remember this. A kiss is still a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by. And when two lovers woo, they still say I love you. On that you can rely. No matter what the future brings, as time goes by. Moonlight and love songs, never out of date. Hearts full of passion, jealousy and hate. Woman needs man, and man must have his mate that no one can deny. It's still the same old story, a fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time goes by.
Earlier and Later with Lee Wiley, first 1940 for Commodore, and Sugar, written by Maceo Pinkard and Edna Mitchell, accompanying Miss Wiley, Muggsy Spanier, cornet, and Lee Wiley's husband on piano, Jess Stacy. And then 1956 for RCA Victor, an arrangement for her by Ralph Burns, As Time Goes By, written by Herman Hupfeld. When you listen to the lyric of As Time Goes By, both the verse and the chorus, and it can be played for any age. Lee Wiley, 1940, 1956, right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Coastal Kitchen on Capitol Hill and the Garfield Book Company in Tacoma. Both partners in KPLU's Think Local, Buy Local program. More local tidbits are online at kplu.org/thinklocal. Buy local and keep your dollars planted in the Northwest.
Continuing with one more of what I call the earlier and later, Jack Teagarden, trombonist and vocalist. First, 1929. And then 1957.
Everybody know that's a mighty serious thing. Throw your trunk out the window, Lord, and the doggone shack burned down.
Mm-hmm. So from now on there'll be a change in me. My walk will be different, my talk and my name. Nothing about me's gonna be the same. I'm gonna change my way of living. Yeah, if that ain't enough, then I'll change the way that I strut my stuff. Cause nobody wants you when you're old and gray. There'll be some changes made today, babe. There'll be some changes made.
Trombonist and vocalist Jack Teagarden, earlier, 1929 and later, 1957, earlier with Eddie Condon's Hot Shots, and Condon playing banjo in those days, and something that everybody in the band created called That's a Serious Thing, Leonard Davis, trumpet, Teagarden, trombone, Mez Mesro, clarinet, Happy Caldwell, tenor, Joe Sullivan at the piano, Condon banjo, George Stafford, again playing drums here. We had him just a little while ago in Charlie Johnson's band. And then Jack Teagarden in 1957 for RCA Victor, and he's with Bud Freeman, Summa Cum Laude Orchestra. And there'll be some changes made, written by W. Benton Overstreet and Billy Higgins. Billy Butterfield plays the trumpet, Teagarden trombone, Freeman on tenor, Peanuts Hucko playing clarinet, Gene Schroeder on piano, and Leonard Gaskin string bass, and George Wetling on the drums. Joe Sullivan now, we're going to take him out of Eddie's Hot Shots and put him in San Francisco 1953 for Riverside Records. He's going to play the piano, a couple originals by him. Dave Lario is playing string bass, Smokey Stover on the drums, and the two originals by Sullivan, Gin Mill Blues and Little Rock Getaway. Joe Sullivan at the piano for you, 1953 in San Francisco for Riverside Records. Dave Lario, string bass, Smokey Stover drums. Chin Mail Blues and Little Rock Getaway, both of them penned by Joe Sullivan. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
locally owned businesses who reach out to listeners through underwriting. They recognize that KPLU listeners appreciate the unique flavor that entrepreneurs bring to our communities. Info on how your business can support KPLU is online at kplu.org/underwriting.
Dimitriou's Jazz Alley, an all-ages club. Tonight is the last night at the alley for Dr. John in the lower 9-11. Coming up Tuesday and Wednesday, it's bassist Kyle Eastwood. Information and reservations at jazzalley.com.
I'd like to continue with Joe Sullivan and take him back a little bit from 1953 back to 1944 when he was in Los Angeles and recording for Capitol Records. And what I'd like to do is have him play My Silent Love, which is rare piece by a rare composer. Her name is Dana Suisse. And Sullivan will play it solo piano. Then he's going to do UB Blake and Andy Razaf's Memories of You. Excuse me. Then Onita O'Day is going to sing Memories of You, a beautiful arrangement by Lowell Martin, 1945. And then Charlie Mingus, not on bass, but solo piano, and his work of Memories of You. Joe Sullivan, Onita O'Day, Charlie Mingus.
Thank you. Waking skies at sunrise, every sunset too seems to be bringing me memories of you. Here and there, that we once knew, and they all just recall memories of you. How I wish I could forget those happy beams in my dreams, in spite of all I do, everything seems to bring memories of you. How I wish I could forget those happy yesteryears that have left a rosary of tears. Your face beams in all my dreams, in spite of all
I should improvise, man. It's not like sitting at home, I can tell you that. It's not like playing at home by yourself.
Well, what can we do for you?
Thank you.
a package for you, starting with Joe Sullivan, Los Angeles, 1944 for Capitol Records, solo piano. He played My Silent Love, written by Dina Suisse, and Memories of You by Ubi Blake. Then, Anita O'Day, also for Capitol Records, Los Angeles, 1945, gave us Andy Razzaf's lyric to Memories of You, an arrangement for her by Lowell Martin. And then, for Impulse Records, 1963, bassist Charlie Mingus, playing solo piano of Memories of You. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI, Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX, Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. Stephen Foster, I thought about him. I was looking at his lyric in a book I have of that. And I thought, well, there's a couple of really, I like very much his work done by artists in this art. So, Charlie Shaver's Quartet, 1961, will give you Stephen Foster. And Louis Armstrong and the Mills Brothers, 1937, will give you another.
down upon the Swanee River, far, far away, far away. There's where my heart is turning ever, there's where the old folks stay.
All of men down the old creation sadly are old. Still longing for the old plantation and for the old folks at home.
All the world am sad and weary everywhere I roam. Oh, doggies, how my heart goes weary, far from the old folks at home.
Now, brothers, it was way down upon the Swanee River,
far, far away.
There's where my heart is turning better.
There's where the old folks stay.
Yowza. All up and down the whole creation.
Sadly heroes.
The one thing, my heart am still longing for the old plantation.
And for the old folks at home.
Now sing, brothers.
All the world.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Everywhere I go.
Yeah, man. Oh, dark is how my heart grows weary.
Far from the old.
Well, look out here. We are far away from home. Yeah, man.
Stephen Foster brought into the art first. Here by Charlie Shaver's Quartet, 1961, for CSAC Records, Old Kentucky Home. Shaver's trumpet, Bruce Martin piano, and Tommy Bryant string bass, and Oliver Jackson on the drums. Then from 1937 for Decca, Louis Armstrong and the Mills Brothers being as sardonic as can be. With Old Folks at Home, supposedly the original title. John Sr., the father, Herbert, Harry, and Donald Mills. Louis Armstrong and the Mills Brothers. And before that, Charlie Shavers and Stephen Foster. I'd like to do the Mills Brothers for you now, as they were originally with John Jr., in the quartet. He passed away far too early, and the father came into the group to help out. That's why we heard him in 37. This is where they're getting started for Brunswick Records, 1931. Nobody's Sweetheart and Tiger Rag.
You're nobody's sweetheart now. They don't baby you somehow. Fancy hose, silk and gowns, you'd be out of place in your own hometown. As you walk down the avenue, the marshal won't believe it, you. Painted lips, mascaradized, wearing a big bird of paradise. It don't seem why somehow you're nobody's sweetheart. Now they don't baby you somehow. How fancy hose, silk and gown, you'd be out of place in your own hometown. As you walk down the avenue, new, the marshal won't believe it's you. You painted lips, wearing a big bird of paradise. It don't seem why somehow, how you nobody's sweetheart. La da 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 da
The Mills Brothers, 1931 for Brunswick Records. Nobody's Sweetheart, written in 1923 by Elmer Schobel and Gus Kahn. And Tiger Rag, written supposedly 1918 by the original Dixieland Jazz Band, or Jelly Roll Morton. And that's an interesting argument going on there. When I first heard that record, by the way, of the Mills Brothers, it was, I don't know, 65 years ago, something like that. And a neighbor had it, and he was playing it, so I asked him who was playing the trumpet, and he said, well, nobody really, because it's made by the sounds that you can make with your mouth. They were doing that. And I said, oh, that's neat. Now, Jelly Roll Morton is going to explain his part of the picture of Tiger Rag from 1938 at the Library of Congress with Alan Lomax and issued by Circle Records. And Morton was playing at a dump in Washington, D.C. called the Jungle Inn, of all places, of all names. This giant in 20th century art. And Lomax said, I want to record you. And so he brought him to the Library of Congress, thankfully. Here's Jelly Roll Morton and his idea of who created Tiger Rag.
Jazz started in New Orleans. And this Tiger Rag happened to be transformed from an old quadrille that was in many different tempos. And I'll no doubt give you an idea how it went. This was the introduction, meaning that everyone was supposed to get their partners. Get your partners. Everybody get your partners. And people would be rushing around the hall getting their partners. It maybe have maybe 5 minutes lapsed between that time. And, of course, they'd started over again, and that was the first part of it. And the next train would be a waltz train, I believe. Comes right below, right beside it. That was in a different tempo. Be transformed by your performer at this particular time. Tiger Rag for your approval.
Who named it Tiger Rag?
I also named it. Came from the way that I played it by making the tiger on my elbow. And I also named it. A person said once, it sounds like a tiger howling. I said, fine. To myself, I said, that's the name. So I'll play it for you.
Thank you.
Numbers. Around that it was supposed to be good. For instance, we'll say that's a plenty. That's a plenty. No, we won't say that. We'll say Panama. That was a very good hot number, and we played it pretty good around there.
Jelly Roll Morton at the piano and talking with Alan Lomax at the Library of Congress, summer of 1938, I think. And his ideas about where Tiger Rag came from. And a nice performance also of Panama, popular early 20th century composition. Now, to keep you going with Tiger Rag in Panama, I'm doing it in that order now. I have to give you a little history about the youngsters in Chicago who were listening to the New Orleans music. The music came from New Orleans and came up to Chicago, and they were going to the South Side, these youngsters, to listen and to learn. And one of the early bands of that time was the New Orleans Rhythm Kings, born in Chicago, also known as the Friars Society Orchestra, just to put a little edge on it, and a collar and a tie. And they would travel from Chicago to Indiana, to Richmond, Indiana, to the Jeanette Record Company, which was part of the Star Piano Company. In 1922, the New Orleans Rhythm Kings, Friars Society Orchestra, did Tiger Rag in Panama. And those kids from Chicago, Paul Maris, cornet, George Brunies, trombone, Leon Rapolo on clarinet, Jack Pettis, C melody saxophone and tenor, Elmer Schobel, arranging and playing the piano, Lou Black banjo, Steve Brown on string bass, and Frank Snyder on the drums.
Thank you.
Orleans Rhythm Kings, driving young kids driving from Chicago to Richmond, Indiana, to make a Jeanette 78 record of Tiger Rag on one side and Panama on the other. I'm going to get back to Steve Brown, who played string bass in that band, but first, this is 88.5, KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Seattle Divorce Services, a law firm where attorney Patricia Kahn works to help clients resolve financial issues in divorce, including support, asset division, and business ownership. Information at SeattleDivorceServices.com.
Now, Steve Brown was a member of that New Orleans Rhythm Kings recording that you just heard, and that was in 1922. 5 years later, he was wandering around in Detroit and got to be a member of Gene Golkett Orchestra, pretty important orchestra, with a wonderful membership of youngsters playing the art. And I want to give Steve Brown a chance to shine on his wonderful slap-style bass playing. We're going to hear two takes, the master and the alternate take of a Charlie Fulcher hit called My Pretty Girl, played by Gene Colgett Orchestra. The membership, Bix Beiderbecke Cornet, Fuzzy Farrar, and Ray Ludwig playing trumpets. Spiegel Wilcox on trombone, Danny Polo, clarinet and baritone saxophone, Doc Riker on alto, Frankie Trumbauer on C melody saxophone, Joe Venuti on violin, Itzy Riskin, what a great name, Itzy Riskin on piano, an equally interesting name, Howdy Quicksell on banjo, Steve Brown bass, Chauncey Morehouse on drums, and the arranger of My Pretty Girl, Bill Chalice. Thank you. Steve Brown playing that wonderful New Orleans slap string bass in Gene Colquette and his orchestra. 1927 for Victor and two versions, the master and the alternate, of My Pretty Girl. Second one a little faster. All right there for you, My Pretty Girl, and that incredible bass playing, and arranging by Bill Challis, who did a lot of work for Paul Whiteman as well, and many others, lived a long life. I think he lived well into his 90s. All right. This is 88.5, KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Virginia Mason Medical Center, founded in 1920 by a group of physicians determined to work as one team. Today, continuing that tradition of providing coordinated, comprehensive medical care for the benefit of patients. Virginia Mason Medical Center, Team Medicine.
I'd like to go to another bass player. We did Steve Brown there, doing his work with the New Orleans Rhythm Kings and with Gene Colquette. And this is Ed Bennett. He sent me this CD in 1994, a little bit around there. I played it several times over the years since. It's for Safu Records. It was done in Milwaukee, Oregon. He plays string bass. Steve Christofferson on piano, and Ron Steen on drums. And this is Lucky Thompson's composition, Dancing Sunbeam. Ed Bennett, his trio, his bass playing, Steve Christofferson piano, and Ron Steen drums. 1994, made in Milwaukee, Oregon. Dancing Sunbeam, written by Lucky Thompson, the great tenor saxophonist. And for your enjoyment, the great tenor saxophonist Lucky Thompson now, 1956 for ABC Paramount. With him, Skeeter Best, guitar, Oscar Pettiford on bass, and Dancing Sunbeam. Lucky Thompson, playing one of his compositions, Dancing Sunbeam, and his tenor sax, 1956, ABC Paramount. Skeeter Best, guitar, Oscar Pettiford, playing the bass. I'd like to go to Lucky Thompson Quintet, same company, ABC Paramount, 1956, same year, and see how far we can go with this. Then time remaining. And we're going to start with Tom Catton. Thompson tenor, Jimmy Cleveland playing trombone. Hank Jones piano, Pettiford's here again playing bass, and O.C. Johnson on the drums. Thank you.
Thank you.
Lucky Thompson, tenor sax, first with the quintet, Tom Catton, written by him, and then the quartet, Deep Passion, written by him, all 1956 and all for ABC Paramount Records. Thompson, tenor, Jimmy Cleveland, trombone, Hank Jones, piano, Oscar Pettiford, bass, O.C. Johnson, drums. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there. Thank you.